You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sort of virus or bot within the system on those computers, they were actually being controlled by another computer, which could be anywhere else in the world.
Cybercrime expert Bill Cracy says there are several possible reasons why no charges have been filed yet in the celebrity hacking investigation, even though it appears the FBI has identified a computer in Chicago that was somehow involved in the hack.
Maybe the owners of that computer is not the real party guilty in this situation or who perpetrated these things. Or possibly they can't pin it down to one particular individual of those who would have access to this computer.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 74 steamy degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 92. Tonight, some more scattered thunderstorms, a low of 68, and more of the same tomorrow. On Saturday, there's going to be another 40% chance of thunderstorms, a high of 87.
Something's wrong. You sound like you're like in a tunnel there.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel.
I don't know.
Is that better?
You don't have it. I don't know. This sounds like you're... There's something, I don't know. I'm sorry to interrupt your weather.
Thank you. But Sunday.
Try putting your headphones on and listening for yourself.
All right, well, wait. Just please. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be sunny on Sunday with a high of 80.
What was the weather for Saturday again?
40% chance of thunderstorms, high of 80.
PM thunderstorms?
Doesn't say. Does not say.
And now, okay, keep going.
We'll stay.
So an actor is saying his lines. Yeah. And then out of nowhere, he just starts singing.
Yeah!
With song and dance and sweet romance. And with the musical, we might have half a chance. Hoozahs, big applause, with everyone cheering for us.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It sounds better now. Well, that sounded good. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown of Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is this Saturday, June 13th, from 10 to 2. 60 local artists will be there showing off their best work. You won't want to miss it. The Guggenheim Museum has been added to our free museum pass program. To make a point, Jennifer will hit you in the head with a coconut.
I would never do such a thing.
I'm not done. If you think an onion is the only food that will make you cry... It's the outdoor summer concert schedule, summer reading clubs for both kids and adults, and much more on today's library show. You didn't let me get to the punchline.
I still would never do such a thing.
How do you know? There is no instance in the world where you would hit someone with a coconut.
Oh, actually, there were
What if you were on a deserted island and you were being attacked?
There were actually half a dozen instances this morning, I have to say.
Okay, Jennifer, our opening music was what and why and...
Okay, it's... The title of the song is a musical, and it's from Something Rotten, which is a new Broadway play. It was nominated for Best New Musical.
I actually think I read something about
but
that.
But it's actually... It was a tribute to Richard G. Oh, I heard it the other night and for the first time. And Richard G. hates musicals.
Okay.
Do you know that about it? He thinks it's very disingenuous that you just, like, break out in song in the middle... Like, the Jets are walking
Everyone
down the street
who's listening, Jennifer, don't even know who Richard G. is.
The station manager.
Okay.
At the Chamber Radio.
That would have been
and,
nice.
An artist.
Everybody tidbit of information.
Richard G. is. And he's one of the artists at our art show this Saturday. So when I heard it, like, it's set in 1590. These two brothers are desperate to write a hit play, but Wait, they don't know what to do.
It's set in when?
It's 1590.
1590?
Mm-hmm.
The year 1590?
That year.
Wait, excuse me?
Yes.
The year 1590.
You're having a little trouble. You're repeating yourself.
This is the 16th century?
Yes.
Somebody's trying to write a play in 1590?
Yes.
Was there even such a thing as plays? Was it in Greece or something?
You've heard of Shakespeare, haven't you?
Yeah, that was he was in the 1500s?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, I'm lost.
Try Hare Krishna. That's from the Muppet movie. So they're trying, they want to write a play because there's a superstar playwright known as The Bard, and they want to get in on this too.
Mm-hmm.
So they say the only way to do this is to write a musical. And the one brother's saying, you mean people just like break out in song and dance? And that's what, so it was.
Okay, so that's the plot of this new play on Broadway that's getting
yes.
rave reviews.
It is.
And
they do, like, a lot of, like, I was listening, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like Comedy Tonight from Something Funny Happened on the Way to the Forum. There's a nod to Chicago. There's a nod to Annie in this one song only. I haven't heard the entire soundtrack.
Because the whole show is kind of spoofing the musical genre?
Yeah, it's kind of like, think Spamalot, think The Producers.
Correct, but here's the problem.
Oh, no.
You'll never go see it.
I might.
No, you
don't
won't.
Know this.
I do know because you won't. You never see any Broadway musicals. You go to New York a lot.
I know.
What's the last musical you saw?
The Producers.
Okay. That wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't
I guess.
That long ago.
Okay, before that, what was it?
The Wild Party. That was shortly just before. That was before that.
And how long was that on Broadway? 15 minutes?
Yeah. It was really, we saw it in, it wasn't even officially open when we saw it.
Why would you want to see The Wild Party?
Mandy Patinkin and Eartha Kitt were in it.
And you're big fans of them?
My father is.
Okay.
So we went as a, my parental family went, you know.
Best musical you ever saw on Broadway? Go.
The Producers.
Oh, okay. Second best. Don't say The Wild Party.
Because
that would just prove you've only seen two musicals.
No. Annie. I liked Annie.
Okay. Who was in that production?
Andrea McArdle.
Oh, okay. The original one, I guess.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Right, let's get off Broadway.
What?
Let's get off Broadway.
How do you get off Broadway?
Practice.
No, that's how you get to Carnegie Hall. last week.
By the way, you're listening to the Library
Show. Oh, yeah,
show.
Yeah. Library Show, remember?
Okay, last week.
Last week on the Library Show, you played, you had me play something from Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
About the sinking of the USS Indianapolis.
I didn't.
And then this weekend, I went to the World War II weekend
yes,
in Reading.
I want to hear what our listeners who faithfully listen want to hear about it, too. Jennifer, you just about it for 2 weeks.
It was really, it was a lot of fun. But when I was walking through the vendors, they have a big flea market, and somebody had a sign up that, and actually it was from 2009, so I don't know what the sign, but the first sign I saw was Michael Curula Jr. dies at 84. He was a sailor, survived the sinking of the Indianapolis. So I thought that was pretty coincidental.
Yeah. Wow. So he went through a terrible episode there.
He did. Yeah, they were stranded in shark-infested waters of the Philippine Sea for nearly 5 days.
Terrible.
So that's
yes. Let's
that's
not relive mean. It again.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we've got a couple of programs coming up this week, starting with this Saturday.
What in the world could be happening this Saturday, Jim?
That's why I double-checked the weather. The weather, I believe, thunderstorms won't be coming until later in the day. But earlier in the day, the weather's going to be perfect for the Hunterdon County Outdoor Art Show and Sale, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. It's this Saturday, June 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like I mentioned, over 60 local artists will be displaying their work on snow fences on the library lawn.
Including the aforementioned Richard G.
Richard G., which gets a lot of mention on our show. Does he pay money for this or something?
No, but he's the reason we're here, remember?
That's true. It's very true. Okay, so 60 artists that works on the snow fences, just browse the snow fences. If you see anything that you want to buy, I'm sure they'll be reasonably priced, Jennifer. They usually are, these local artists. And we have a lot of great local artists. I run the galleries at the Hunterdon County Library, and every month there's a new show. And I've met a lot of very talented artists. I'm very jealous of, actually. But they're good.
You're a very fine artist, Jim.
So there will actually be judges there that will judge the work, and there'll be a Best in Show Award. There'll be Public's Choice Award. You can actually vote for your favorite artist, Jennifer. And they'll win an award as well. There'll be music by Acoustic Road, a popular local band consisting of Matt and Jeff. I can't remember the last names right now. They play at the Old York Winery a lot. If you've never heard them, I highly suggest just come in and listen to them. You can bring a blanket or a chair and sit under the trees. It's supposed to be a little warm that day, but in the grove, we have a lot of shade. So it'll be a nice day. Bring some food if you want. I think we will have some food provided that we will be offering while it lasts. What else we offer? The Hunterdon County Watercolor Society will be doing a demonstration.
Yes.
Knitting Public Day will be in the meeting room. And what will be going on in Building 1, the Freeholders?
That's at North County.
Oh, that's at North County.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry. No, I knew you misunderstood me.
But you just...
No, and it was too late to change your...
Okay, so that's the Outdoor Art Show and Sale. You'll kick yourself if you miss it. You really will. That night, you'll have regrets. And you don't want to have regrets in life, Jennifer. So go to the art show and just don't
I've
have regrets.
And then we this Tuesday, our 100 and Integrative...
You can hear. Every time you like fold paper in front of your microphone, you
Sorry.
Can hear it.
Sorry. Hunterdon Integrative Medicine's Wellness Series continues on Tuesday with a makeup session for Tai Chi and Qigong at 11 o'clock. That got postponed a couple weeks. And then come back Wednesday at 11 o'clock for Reiki with Diane April Cooper. And learn how these alternative therapies, alternative, can help your health and well-being. What do you call them?
Well, it's fine with me.
Okay.
And then that evening, Jennifer, Wednesday, June 17th, you said it was Wednesday, right?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Then Wednesday, June 17th in the evening, we welcome Matt Richards Power Jazz Trio. They don't play grandfather's brand of jazz. Don't even ask them to, Jennifer. They won't do it. The energized sound this trio produces is most definitely 21st century, and their collective interaction borders on psychic. Whether on a six-string guitar or a fretless 11-string hybrid, Richards is truly a guitarist. So this is Wednesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. We ask that you call us and make reservations. You can call 788-1434 or go on our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, and you can reserve a seat that way and also see what other programs we have coming up.
Okay. Right now we have some commercials coming up. Kiko, can you let us know if you're listening, please? We have some joint trivia for you and Jim. And if not, I will save them for next week. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
I gotta get that app. Do you have it? Okay, never mind. Don't know much biology. It's today in history, Jennifer. It's the time of the show where I ask Jennifer some things that happened on this date in the past, and also some people who were born or died. Not quite obscure people, but
sometimes.
Yes. People I know that maybe Jennifer doesn't know. Just for fun, just for kicks. Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to what is the date today?
June 11th.
Let's go back to June 11th, 1776, Jennifer. Here's your question. The Continental Congress appoints the Committee of Five to draft the Declaration of Independence.
You know how I feel about committees.
How many of those can you name?
John Hancock. John Adams.
Yeah, Hancock is incorrect.
John Adams.
Correct.
Benjamin Franklin.
Correct. You're missing the main one.
George Washington?
Nope.
No.
Who wrote it?
Thomas Jefferson.
Correct. You only ever get the last two. Roger Sherman.
Okay.
And Robert B. Livingston.
I would not have thought.
The Committee of Five, formed today, June 11th, 1776. Jennifer, on June 11th, 1919, who becomes the first horse to win the U.S. Triple Crown? The first.
I don't know.
Sir Barton wins the Belmont Stakes. So actually, we need to talk about this. Where were you last Saturday at 6:50 p.m.?
I have no idea. Home? Oh, wait. I didn't.
Not doing what you're supposed to be doing,
no,
obviously.
No, I was not. I was not watching. I was not listening to you. Oh, no, I was out at dinner. I was not watching.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Pennsylvania,
just the state.
Yes.
That's as specific as you. Oh, you were at the Reading Airfield.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Somewhere in Reading?
Yeah.
You're just not going to tell me why, because it's such a hidden gem you don't want me
to
see
right.
it?
That's right.
Okay, I'm not going to touch this because you're being very strange about this. Okay, Jennifer, maybe you don't know. American Pharoah did complete the sweep of the Triple Crown.
I heard it on the radio on the way home.
Maybe we can get the stretch call up.
All right, well, keep going and I'll do it.
Okay, after the break. But it was very exciting, Jennifer.
Yeah,
it really was worth
it. I did hear the stretch call. CBS played it.
All right, we will be playing the stretch call just to make sure Jennifer did hear it. I'm not sure. I've hit a nerve over here. We will be moving on. June 11th, 1942, Jennifer. How am I going to word this? Here's my World War. I have a couple World War II trivia questions. United States agrees to send lend-lease aid to whom?
What?
The United States agrees to send lend-lease aid to whom? To what country?
England.
Incorrect. The Soviet Union. England is correct. They did do it earlier, though.
Oh, okay.
To keep England. They did it in the late 30s, which was one of FDR's greatest accomplishments to get us out of the Depression and to get us ready for the war. He started the Lend-Lease program to help England fight the Germans and keep them at bay. FDR was a great man, Jennifer. June 11th, 1944, this was the last battleship built by the United States Navy and the future site of the signing of the Japanese Instrument of Surrender.
What Thatch. The USS Missouri. I have an original photograph that's autographed from that day.
Oh, yeah, by who?
I don't know. It's by one of the...
Hap Arnold?
No, it was not Hap Arnold. My father-in-law had it, and he gave it to my husband. And we put it out every year on September 2nd.
So I gave up too much information. If I just said it was the last battleship, he wouldn't have gotten it.
I might have, no. But the surrender, the Instruments of Surrender did it.
Great. Very good. You are correct, Jennifer. Okay, on June 11th, 1962, Frank Morris, John Anglin, and Clarence Anglin become the only prisoners to do what?
Escape from Alcatraz.
Correct. Very good. Good deduction. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in June 11th, 1963, who defiantly stands at the door of the Foster Auditorium at the University of Alabama in an attempt to block two black students, Vivian Malone and James Hood, from attending that school?
I don't know.
Alabama Governor George Wallace. Hmm. George Wallace, who...
I think he'd have better things to do.
He actually ran for president after that, I think. And I believe he was assassinated. I shouldn't say things I'm not sure of.
Why not? I do it all the time.
June 11th, 1970, finally, Jennifer, the last question. Anna Mae Hayes...
75, did you say?
1970. Okay. 1970, June 11th. Anna Mae Hayes and Elizabeth P. Hoisington officially receive... the first females to receive what rank?
In what branch of the armed forces?
I don't know. Army.
General.
Correct. I guess I didn't word that question very well. Okay, Jennifer, finally, born or died on this date in 1776, John Constable was born.
Is he an artist?
Correct.
I couldn't.
I'll give it to you. Famous landscape artist.
Yeah. There wasn't much else at the time.
True. 1910, born on this day, Jacques Cousteau.
He was an underwater explorer and scientist.
Great. Biologist, author, inventor. He co-developed the Aqualung. Jacques Cousteau, and he had a TV. What was the name of his ship again?
Oh, the...
No, that's correct.
I know what it is because we gave my cousin the model of this like 3 years in a row for Christmas.
That's too long a name. That would never fit on the side of a boat.
Tell me what it is.
The Calypso.
Calypso.
Okay, born on this date in 1913, Vince Lombardi.
Football coach.
Correct. The Green Bay Packers.
There's a Vince Lombardi service area on the turnpike.
He was also buried in Middletown, New Jersey. Chapel Hill Cemetery.
Near his
what?
Rest stop, I'm sure.
1925, Jennifer, William Styron was born. Right up your alley.
He's an author. He wrote Sophie's Choice. And we actually just got in a new book of his collection of letters and writings.
He also wrote The Confessions in That
My
Turner.
Generations. My Generation.
Very good. 1933, Gene Wilder was born on this date.
Oh, he's a comedian. He was in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's he was in Blazing Saddles. He was married to...
Oh, you know him well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Married to who? You
what's
brought
her name?
It up.
From Saturday Night Live, Lily Tomlin. No. Gilda Radner, the woman who died. Gilda Radner.
Correct. 1943, Henry Hill was born.
I know who Harold Hill is.
That's not what I asked you.
I know. I don't know who Henry Hill is.
Henry Hill was an American mobster. The movie Goodfellas was based on his life. 1956, Joe Montana.
He was a quarterback for the 49ers.
Wow, good sports
answer. Are you listening, Jeremiah?
49ers quarterback. Good story about him in the Super Bowl. They were losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. And they had to go 90 yards to score a touchdown in like under 2 minutes. So he gets in the huddle and everybody's all nervous, and he supposedly this happened. He points in the crowd and goes, "Isn't that John Candy?" And everybody supposedly immediately relaxed because he, like, and they marched down the field and won.
Good. Well done.
1959, Hugh Laurie. No idea. He was an actor, English actor and writer. He most famously for in the series House. You're not a big TV buff. Mm-mm. Are you not going to get this one either? Died on this date in 1999, DeForest Kelly. DeForest Kelly.
No clue.
Played Bones in the original Star Trek. The Doctor. And finally, 2001, Timothy McVeigh died. Or was executed, Jennifer?
Timothy McVeigh.
McVeigh,
I'm sorry. The Oklahoma bombing.
That is correct.
Today, Tommy Lee from the Star Wars movies died this morning.
Christopher Lee, Jennifer.
Christopher Lee, oh my goodness. I should pay more attention. I was driving, though. I'm sorry.
He was also in Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yes.
But that wasn't his famous. I think he played the Dracula in a movie.
Dracula, yeah, Dracula was his most famous. Okay, so we have a pre-quiz to your trivia.
Great.
But
Triple Crown? No. Oh, okay.
Okay. This was, we, it was something we talked about. Oh. Goodness. It was something we talked about last.
What are you doing?
Last, no wonder I couldn't finish it. It was something we talked about last Thursday, and I was really impressed that you knew something. And then this Saturday in the Saturday New York Times crossword puzzle, which isn't usually themed, this was themed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Triple Crown?
No, not Triple Crown. Triple Crown.
I want Triple Crown trivia.
All right. I don't know. We're not doing Triple Crown trivia today. Find your own.
Go ahead.
So there were two sets of six circled spaces.
And you got to paint a picture for our listeners here.
I am.
Okay.
It's a New York Times crossword puzzle.
Okay.
There are two sets of six circled spaces running diagonally. And you have to fill in these two words. There's six letters each.
Mm-hmm. I think I follow.
Okay. And but there's no clue. They're not clued. Except for the five across said she queried a magic object named twice in this puzzle's circled squares. And then the other clue to figure this out was answer provided by the magic object named twice in the circled squares.
I'm not following. So there's two six-letter words.
And they're just, they're circled. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you have to fill in those letters. And those are the two clues to help you figure them, fill them out.
Evil Queen, oh.
Oh, I just gave you the answer. A piece of paper with the answers on it. Good job, Jennifer.
What are you... This was wonderful.
It was Snow White. And then Snow White was the answer. Mirror, mirror were the two. But I was trying to put what's her name?
Maleficent.
Maleficent. I was trying to put that in instead of Evil Queen, which explains why that wasn't working for me.
I gotcha. But Evil Queen isn't two six-letter words.
No, but mirror, mirror is.
Oh, I gotcha.
And she queried a magic object named twice in this puzzled circle squares.
Oh, okay.
Mirror, mirror.
Correct.
Answer provided by the magic object named twice in these circle squares. Mirror, mirror. So I have Snow White trivia for you.
Oh, okay. Disney Snow White, I hope.
Yes, Disney Snow White.
All right.
This quiz is about the 1937 Walt Disney movie. Snow White is singing into...
Have you ever seen it?
I have.
Okay. A wishing well.
Suddenly, a young man shows up out of nowhere. Who is it? Snow White's father, a servant, the huntsman, or a prince?
It's the huntsman, I believe.
Snow White's stepmother strongly dislikes her. Why?
Because she's the fairest in the land.
She's favored among the subjects. Snow White is forced to run away from her home. To where does she run?
The forest.
After running in the woods, Snow White comes across a house. Who lives in it?
The Seven Dwarfs.
How does the queen know Snow White was not killed by the huntsman?
So it was a pig's heart that the mirror told her, I think.
The mirror tells her. What is the poisoned fruit that the evil queen...
An apple.
An apple. The Seven Dwarfs believe Snow White is dead. What do they build for her?
Like a glass coffin.
Mm-hmm. Does the prince have a name in the movie?
I think it's just Prince Charming or Prince...
Is that a name?
Is that one of the choices?
No, it's yes or no.
Oh. I'm going to say no.
Which of the seven dwarfs does not like Snow White at first?
Probably Grumpy.
In the movie, the prince has one musical number. What is the name of that song? Do I love you I don't remember this. Do I love you because you're beautiful? Yes, I do. 10 minutes ago, one hand, one heart, one song.
It's one song.
That's what I think. The prince shows up out of nowhere when Snow White is singing into the wishing well.
Oh, okay.
Snow White is fairer than the queen. That's why the stepmother dislikes her. She does run to the forest. She meets the seven dwarfs there. The mirror tells the queen Snow White was not killed by the huntsman. The queen did poison an apple. The dwarfs did make a coffin out of glass and gold for her. The prince does not have a name in the movie. In some versions of the story, the prince's name is Ferdinand, but Disney decided not to give him a name. Grumpy does not like seven dwarfs, and the prince does sing one song.
Some classic. It was the first animated feature film, I believe, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Other than Willie, Tugboat Willie, yes. I guess that wasn't a feature.
Feature film.
Feature film.
Correct.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
What time is it over there?
11:31.
Okay, that's right. We don't have any breaks. And I don't have any weather in front of me.
Okay.
But all I know is here's your weather forecast. Saturday morning is going to be gorgeous till at least 2 p.m., so make sure you make your way to the Huntington County Library and the Outdoor Art Show and Sale. That's your weather.
Okay.
Back to the show.
Okay. Do you want the other trivia I came up with for you and Kiko?
Sure.
Okay, even though he's not here. He said he learned English watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with some phrases and some nicknames.
Okay. How's this apply to me? I knew.
Well, I know. You guys are going to play together.
Okay.
And then you said you
give me an example of one and see if it applies. Or we can wait
like
for
him. Meathead.
Where is it from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Meathead's from All in the Family.
Right.
That was Rob Stivick. Michael Stivick.
Sit on it.
Sit on it was from Happy Days.
Nanu Nanu.
Mork.
Buckum Dano.
Hawaii 50. This is clever, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Did you think of this on
your own? I did. It came to me last night in a dream. Come on down.
I didn't want to hear what dream I had last night. I've been having some strange dreams lately. Oh, wait. Kiko's listening.
Oh, Kiko's listening. All right. So play along at home, Kiko.
Okay. Kiko's in. Oh, he had All in the Family.
Okay.
I could give another one.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep going. I'll let Kiko in. Come on down. Right. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, John Boy. Oh, I know that one, too.
Okay.
Here, Kiko has one for you. Why did Meathead and Gloria divorce?
I would have divorced her, too, let me tell you.
I didn't know they did divorce.
Marge and Homer are divorcing this next season, I hear.
Kiko says the price is right for Come On Down.
Correct.
And the Waltons?
Yep. And then this one has two answers. Hey, hey, hey.
That's hey, hey, hey. Will Kiko answer that one?
One of them's a little obscure. Actually, they're both.
There's two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I know both of them. Hey, hey, hey.
Yep, that's one of them.
And the other one is...
Deeper.
Yes. Okay.
I know nothing.
I know that one, too.
Okay.
I bet you Kiko doesn't know that one. I know nothing.
Oh, I bet he does.
All right, we'll see. Oh, the answer is Meathead came out as gay. I don't remember that.
I don't remember. I do remember the episode where she gave him a purse.
Maybe that had something.
I mean, it was like a satchel. I do remember that one.
But you don't remember that he was gay.
I don't remember he was gay. I remember.
Kiko says, "Hey, hey, hey!" Is what's happening?
Yes, or
we're Fat Albert.
We're Fat Albert. I know nothing.
I know nothing, Kiko. Is there any more?
Yes, I love it when a plan comes together. That one.
Hogan's Heroes. Kiko was correct.
I knew he would know that.
Okay. I love it when a plan comes together.
Mm-hmm.
That's like something that's said often. I love it when a plan comes together. I don't know that one.
Okay. Buckum Dano. Oh, wait. Did we do Buckum Dano
yes.
already? Sorry. Making Whoopi.
Making Whoopee?
Mm-hmm.
They're Making Whoopee. It's one of those old sitcoms, probably, because they couldn't say sex.
It wasn't a sitcom.
Maxwell Smart, he says, was one of them, though.
I Love a Plan Comes Together. It was Hannibal from the A-Team.
Oh.
I thought you would know that.
No.
Hmm.
Making Whoopee, I don't know either.
That was Bob Eubanks in the Newlywed Game.
Oh, I should have known that one.
This one was only said once.
Kiko got the Newlywed Game.
That one. He's very clever. Oh, my nose.
Oh, I know that one. Mom says you shouldn't play ball in the house.
That was a separate one. That was a basketball.
But that's the same show, am I correct?
Yes. The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat.
I know that one as well.
Okay. Stifle.
Stifle?
Mm-hmm.
That's this, you already did this show.
I know. A lot of good things.
Stifle, Kiko. See if Kiko knows Stifle. If he knew Meathead was gay, I'm sure he knows Stifle.
Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose.
Is that Laverne and Shirley?
Mm-mm.
Up Your Nose with...
This I like the theme song to this.
Yes, I know it now. That's Horseshack.
No, it was Vinnie Barbarino.
Oh, he's the one who always said it?
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that special?
That's the church... I thought you hated Saturday Night Live. Church lady.
Yes. You're not giving Kiko a chance.
I'm waiting for him to... What was that one way back that I said he would... I was Stifle.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Happy Days.
There was no Happy Days.
Was he thinking Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose?
That was Welcome Back, Cotter.
Right.
Ferret Face.
That sounds familiar. Ferret Face.
You've said the name of this TV show already.
By accident?
Yes.
Ferret Face, Kiko, move on. That will keep going.
Okay. And then the last one is Urang.
Oh. That is the Addams Family.
Okay. That's it.
Ferret Face. Give me a hint.
I just did. You said the movie, the name of the TV
I can't
show
remember
earlier.
Remember what I said? Ferret Face. What was the show about?
War.
It's not Hogan's Heroes.
No.
I said a war show?
Mm-hmm.
MASH?
Yep.
Oh, that's
It was
Frank
Hawkeye's
Burns.
Nickname for Frank Burns.
Gotcha.
That's
Hey, listen to this. Ready? Can you hear that? How loud that is? Ready?
Yes.
It sounds like that was my phone tapping the desk. We got to be very careful.
I know.
How much we touch stuff around here. I'm serious.
I know. Would you like me to find the stretch call?
I would.
All right, you talk about something about the library. Thank you, Kiko, for playing along.
Okay, we have the summer concert series coming up in less than a month, Jennifer, now. We're going to be kicking it off. The Summer Concert Series, of course, is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. These are free outdoor concerts, so bring a blanket or a chair, a picnic lunch or dinner, and a non-alcoholic beverage, or two, or several. In inclement weather, Jennifer, the first two of these concerts will be canceled because the bands are too big to move indoors. But the last show, the British Invasion Tribute, will be held in the meeting room. But we don't need to know that. It's going to be blue skies. These programs are all free and open to the public, Jennifer. The first concert will be Wednesday, July 8th at 6:30 p.m. It's the Summer Swing Orchestra. It's a big band playing the sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. Then, 2 weeks. These are every 2 weeks, Jennifer. Wednesday, July 22nd, also at 6:30 p.m., the Blauenberg Band. It's a community band, part of a great tradition that began when towns depended on their own people to provide live music. They're one of the oldest community bands in the state. They play songs, patriotic marches, Sousa songs. I should have a better description on hand to describe
them.
Think
gazebo.
Yes, just all big brass band. And then finally, the Tent Pole Concert, Wednesday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m. You don't want to miss the British Invasion Tribute. They're more than just the Beatles. Their performance is three shows in one. You'll hear songs from British groups such as the Zombies, Moody Blues, Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits. Then the second part of the show is the American musical response from that time, with hits by the Monkees, the Turtles, Mamas and Papas, etc., etc. And then the poem concludes with an extraordinary finale paying tribute to the four lads from Liverpool who started it all. Jennifer, that of course is the Beatles.
Okay, I have it, but it's going to be the whole thing. It's not going to be just the stretch call.
Can you, like, put the sound down until he reaches the top of the stretch?
All right, well, I know this when he's there. How long did it take him to run? Because I can time it.
Well, just tip your screen my way, and I'll say go.
Okay.
All right.
Keep talking in the meantime.
Okay, so that's the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, and you can print a flyer to put on your fridge so you know you won't miss any of these concerts. Because once again, you don't want those regrets, Jennifer. You don't want to miss one of these concerts.
You do not.
All right, and I also mentioned the Outdoor Art Show this June 13th. Yes, June 13th from 10 to 3, so don't miss that as well. Moving on, we have some other programs in June coming up.
Are we there yet?
No, we're not there yet, Jennifer. Okay. Did I say we were there yet? No. Now I got to sit and watch.
On June...
You've ruined everything. No, I'm just kidding.
On June 27th at the North County Branch Library, we're going to have our annual Veterans Roundtable. He said... All right, you keep talking. I'm going to answer the phone.
Turn up the Belmont now while you're on the phone. Here is a stretch call of the Belmont Stakes that run last Saturday at Belmont Park. Enjoy.
Along to keep up with the field. He's sixth, and he's 4.5 lengths off of American Pharoah. Fromento and Taylor Verver at the back of the pack. So, American Pharoah is halfway home in the Belmont. Three quarters went in 1:13 and 2/5 seconds. And he begins his run into the far turn. Three quarters of a length ahead of Materiality in second. And then it's Keen Ice on the outside of Mubtahiz. Frosted in traffic behind them. And then Made from Lucky on the outside. Around the far turn. And American Pharoah continues to lead the way. He's on top by three quarters of a length. Mubtahiz is off the rail, and now he's a length behind in second, and American Pharoah kicks away. American Pharoah has opened up a two-length lead as they come to the top of the stretch, and Frosted has moved up into second, and they're into the stretch, and American Pharoah makes his run for glory as they come into the final furlong. Frosted is second with 1/8 of a mile to go. American Pharoah's got a two-length lead. Frosted is all out at the 16th pole, and here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah is finally the one. American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown.
That was the stretch call of the Belmont last Saturday. American Pharoah becoming the 12th Triple Crown winner. We have a phone call. Who's on the line, Jennifer?
It's Jeremiah Harris.
Hello.
Hello, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm good. What's up?
Jim, I think you have to take one of your bookmarks and autograph it and post it at the library, because I think you called this one.
I did. The bookmark this month at the Hunter County Library is an outline of American Pharoah with three crowns on them with a question mark. But I don't know if you've noticed, Jeremiah, I've updated the bookmark.
Oh, you have? I didn't notice that.
Yes, I actually got to put them out. The new one's out now. There's a big exclamation point over the question mark.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, you have to definitely, sign that one and put it in the frame, because you were ahead of the game on everybody else on this one.
Yes, it was a 37-year break between Triple Crown winners. They thought it would never happen again, Jennifer.
That's what I hear.
And it happened. They wanted to change the rules of the contest, because they thought it was unfair to horses these days, but a great horse did it.
Not anymore, yeah.
Did you watch, Jeremiah?
I saw the last leg of the race.
Okay.
I was, getting organized for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, okay.
They were all NBC, so by the time I got together with all my friends, we ended up watching the last leg, watching him, just really run away from everybody else.
And yes, it was
really cool.
It was awesome. Goosebumps inducing, Jennifer. But Jennifer was out having dinner at an undisclosed location. Jeremiah, she won't tell anybody.
Did you think that the field was too small? Like, shouldn't there have been a couple other horses in there? Or are they normally like 8 or 9?
Coincidentally, of all the other Triple Crown winners, that was the largest field any Triple Crown winner faced.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Secretariat only faced four other horses.
Oh.
So by the time the Belmont comes along, a lot of horses don't want to run that long, and horses that ran in the Derby and Preakness decide to take a rest. So the Belmont field is traditionally a shorter field. You'll never get more than 10.
Okay. Yeah, because there were about, what, eight or so?
There were eight in this race, yes.
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Will either of you go to Monmouth Park if he does run the Haskell?
Do I have to answer that, no, Jennifer?
No. Will you take Jeremiah?
I haven't missed the Haskell since 1981.
Okay. I'm surprised that they're going to run him if they do decide. I hope last minute they just don't because, you know, the stud fees and everything. I mean, just retire that horse. But
well, it'll be good for the sport to bring him to some tracks and try to build interest in the sport again, which has been flagging. Bob Baffert, the trainer, always runs a horse in the Haskell. He's won it 7 times.
Oh, wow.
So there is a chance he will bring, and the owner is from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Oh, then you know what? That's a little homecoming. I think you almost have to.
I'm hoping, but we'll see. If he needs the rest, he needs the rest. So
yeah,
we'll have to see. But it would be great for racing if they ran him. And they're saying now that he introduces a new word into the horse racing jargon, the Grand Slam, because the Breeders' Cup, which is run every fall, it's like the World Series of horse racing. The Breeders' Cup Classic, if he wins that, he'll have won the Grand Slam. The Breeders' Cup was not in existence the last time a horse won the Triple Crown.
Oh, wow. That would be really cool if he could do that. Do you know when the race is? I mean, you said you're going. The one in Monmouth?
It would be August 2nd, Jeremiah.
Oh,
that would be a good birthday present for someone.
Well, I don't know that I'll make it, but that would be really cool if he was able to do that. And then he can take some time off, and then he can do the other race. That would be really cool.
Yes, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. The trivia was really good. Good job on getting that 49er question correct, Jennifer, by the way.
Great, well, thanks for listening, Jeremiah.
All right, guys.
All right, see you Saturday.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So we know officially we have two live listeners, Jennifer.
We do. And I hope my mother is not listening.
Why?
Because she's in the city celebrating her.
So can we get back to, or is this an off-the-air question, where you ate dinner on Saturday?
We ate dinner the same place we always eat.
Oh, okay.
That's why I don't, because I get tired of eating at the same places, and I don't.
Well, can you tell me maybe, I've never eaten there.
It's a country buffet.
Oh, is it the one on Route 30 there?
No, we were in Fairless Hills.
Oh, okay.
By Oxford Valley.
Oh, by the Oxford Valley Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, you came all the way that far back?
Yeah.
I thought you ate in Reading somewhere.
No.
And you don't like the buffet anymore?
No, I do. I just, it's where we always go because that's where Brian likes.
And it's tradition with this trip, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how often do you go there, like every week?
Every week, yeah.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
The Country Buffet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know where that is, actually.
It's by the Barnes & Noble.
Interesting. And why don't you enjoy it anymore?
It's just I know, I do. It's just like it's the same thing over and over and over. And because we go so often, like we know the staff. And, you know, like you got to go talk to people sometimes. You can't just be quiet. You know what I mean?
Right. Gotcha.
I don't know.
So it's a sore point. I'm sorry.
No, it's not a sore point. It's just the same old thing.
Isn't there a buffet restaurant in Hunterdon County? There used to
be. I think is the Indian one still open?
To be the Country Buffet up by Clinton, wasn't there?
No, that was some. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, you're right.
Or the actually. China Buffet.
No, you're right. There was something up there. No, we never went there.
I haven't eaten a buffet meal in a long time. I guess breakfast buffet.
Oh.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Is breakfast your favorite meal of the day? Why do
no.
we get on these tangents?
I know.
And the listeners are like, what the? They were probably cursed. Kiko's like, God, I took right. an hour out of
you
my day.
What?
Say something World War II for Kiko.
World War II for Kiko. Let me tell you about the paratrooper.
Somebody had a Civil War general, because that's when all the Army
did
West
he go
Point
to,
cadets made their name.
Did he
in
go
the
to
Civil
the Reading
War.
Airport?
No.
No, he should have. See? Berate him for not doing something.
It was Kiko's anniversary on last Saturday.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. We went Friday, and they do a little bit of flying on Friday, but not a whole lot. But there were a lot of planes that flew Friday. We saw the B-29, which is the last flying one in the world. And actually, it was flying over.
You saw it land or just flew
no,
over?
No, it flew over. We saw it land and take off doesn't because they give rides on it. And oh. It was actually flying over people who lived in Lambertville or
How
Delaware Township.
How much does it cost to take a ride on a B-29?
That one, I believe, is in the thousands. It might only be in the $500 range. But then we saw a P-51 Mustang, a Corsair, one of the planes that was the kind that Claire Chennault flew with the Flying Tigers, and it was painted like that also.
Who's Claire Chennault?
He was the leader of the Flying Tigers squadron. There was a plane, and it's really neat.
Is that an American?
He's French.
Yes, I know. So the Flying Tigers were a French outfit?
I don't know. Kiko, help me out here. You're on the tarmac with all these planes, and then some of them just are going to fly.
Is it ungodly loud?
No, I mean, they're sitting there. No, it's not loud at all.
But the ones taking off, like the B-29.
No, I mean, you're far enough away that you can't.
Okay.
But, like, they'll hitch up a plane, and they'll start pulling it away, and it, like, drives right by you. And the wing of a C-37 cargo plane went over the top of my head because I'm on the short side. And then you see it on the runway, and it takes off. And then there's no door on it, and it was because they had paratroopers on it, and they've never had paratroopers on Friday.
Didn't anybody paratroop?
Yeah, there were about a dozen of them. So that was pretty cool. And then the plane lands, and the wing goes over your head again, but now the plane is hot because it's been flying. And they had a biplane, a training plane. And they actually, I don't know if it was a seasoned pilot or not who was flying, but the co-pilot, like, told him what to do as if he were training him as a pilot. And we saw the Manhattan Dolls who have performed at the Hunterdon County Library. They were different dolls than we had at the library.
Okay.
And a really great Frank Sinatra impersonator.
What was his name again?
It's Frank Does Frank. I forget his last name.
It's not DeLuca or something, is it?
He's from Virginia Beach. No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I got an email from someone named DeLuca.
No, I don't think so.
Speaking of wars and veterans,
I talked
and
about
stuff,
it already.
Jennifer, did you this?
Oh, I started to, and then Jeremiah.
Or the Ramparts We Watch, Jennifer, the annual Veterans Roundtable, the North County Branch Library. If you've never seen this before, Kiko may be interested in this one for sure. Saturday, June 27th, Kiko, at 12 p.m. at the North County Branch. Come hear and learn about the history of those who made it. Why we honor those who serve, Jennifer. So we have several World War II veterans, not just World War II, I believe, Vietnam and Korea.
And I think they're even been Afghanistan.
Veterans come and talk about their experiences. We do this every year up at the North County Branch Library, and this year it is Saturday. Once again, it's Saturday, June 27th at 12 p.m. You get to ask the veterans questions.
Listen to their stories.
It's very, very important to hear their stories so we don't make the same... I don't know, I was going to make some kind of moral point here,
because
Jennifer.
The World War II veterans, the youngest can't be much younger than 88 or 87.
Correct.
You know, so...
Do you know any World War II veterans?
That are still alive? My father-in-law
Jennifer.
Was one. He's no longer alive.
Well, then that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Aside from the ones I talked to on Friday... sure. Somebody named... I don't know if he was a World War II veteran. He's the right age, Pete Lorenzo. I'm not sure if he was a veteran.
We have several
or not.
That come to the library to our program.
We do. And I was going to say... That's what I was going to say. On Monday afternoon in the Friends Room upstairs, and we're going to get the information out, the Veterans Affairs are there. Veterans Administration is there to help returning war veterans who need help with medical insurance or getting jobs or housing.
This is this Monday?
No, it's every Monday for quite a while.
Oh.
And I've asked Kathleen our... to get some information so we can post it, like call this number if you need this
Are they going to set a table up in the lobby?
That's what I'm suggesting, that we, you know, so we can get the information out that these people are here. I imagine it's by appointment, but let's get the word out so people can make appointments.
We're having a, in November, Rio Clemente's coming, mm-hmm. the Bishop of Jazz, Jennifer, and
yes.
he's doing a salute to veterans.
Oh, nice.
So maybe we can have him there that day.
That would be good. And, in the lobby, we also have a table set up for the Special Olympics, and those games start tomorrow at Trenton State, the college formerly known as Trenton State College.
Oh, that's where
the
they
college
are?
Of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I saw something on TV about that last night. That's not the only place. I think they do it around
the
country.
Yeah, they do it around the country, but the New Jersey games are at the College of Trenton State, College of New Jersey.
I could go down there because I hear they built a town on campus that I think is
opening
soon.
It's crazy. The building. They've taken down the alumni chapel. Would you stop that? You're making me dizzy. Please. They've taken down the alumni
Don't
chapel.
Look at me.
And they've built Like, they've built a load of buildings.
Well, they built it along where the commuter parking lots were.
Yeah. Yes, and they've got condominiums, and I can't believe
it's
how much...
It's a real college now.
I can't imagine how much they've crammed onto that one piece of land.
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know where... I guess they built parking garages for the commuters mm-hmm. now.
Did you stay on campus?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you live?
I lived 2 years in Wolf Hall. 3 years. No, I'm sorry. 3 years.
They must have been brand new.
In the towers.
They must have been brand new.
They weren't brand new, no.
No? No.
But they were already showing their age.
Oh, okay.
Couple cinder block towers. Yeah, there wasn't anything new about them.
Oh, where else did you live? What was it?
Those 3 years, and then I lived off campus here. Over in River's Edge, right along Route 29.
Where everybody lived.
Right along Route 29, between the canal and the river.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Okay.
The only problem I had with, it was called Trenton State College back then, the only problem I had with it back then was there was no town. Now they've remedied that.
Yes, they have. And before we go, I want to talk about one last program that's happening this Friday afternoon, Friday morning, from ages 2 to 6, calling all firefighters. We will be kicking off our annual summer reading club with a fire truck-themed party. We will play games, make a craft, and meet a real firefighter. Wear your best firefighting gear. That's from 10 to 11 tomorrow at the headquarters library. Call 788-1432 to register.
Very good.
Very good. So that's all we got for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for playing along, Kiko. Thanks for calling in, Jeremiah. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. State employees frustrated with the legislature's inability to agree on a new state budget are planning protests in 5 cities this afternoon. Tim Welch of the Washington Federation of State Employees says the workers are especially worried about needy kids.
There are fewer social workers to meet the demand, high caseloads, high frustration, high turnover, and the potential for tragedy or for at-risk kids to not get services is quite high.
A Philadelphia cab driver says he may have seen the two convicted murderers that escaped from an upstate New York prison. NBC 10 in Philadelphia reports that cab driver told police he picked up Richard Matt and David Sweat early this morning and dropped them off at a train station in downtown Philadelphia. The cabbie says he then worked 2 more fares before calling 911. President Obama is sending another 450 military advisors to Iraq to train security forces for the fight against ISIS. However, GOP House Speaker John Boehner accused the president of having no strategy to win against ISIS. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
The vote on giving the president trade authority appears to be getting closer by the day. USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirtz has this on the story.
Republican leadership is pushing for a vote on fast-track trade authority this Friday, a bill that has many Democrats opposing their president's wishes. Republicans have been claiming opponents of the bill are misrepresenting what's in it, and Mississippi Republican Congressman Greg Harper told USA Headline News the bill is really nothing new and represents long-held conservative values.
Free trade, having free and open markets, that is a Republican principle. We've done it all the way back to the days when we exported cotton.
And Harper says if the bill passes,
TPA doesn't give the president any authority he doesn't already have.
I'm Jason Wirt.
British actor Christopher Lee has died. Lee passed away in a London hospital Sunday after being treated for respiratory problems. Lee rose to fame playing Dracula in horror films from the 1950s to the 1970s. He went on to have major roles in films such as Lord of